This is our last day praying for the cities for this month. And we will continue tomorrow with the local news, and then we'll be sharing a new topic that we'll be focusing on for the month of June. Today we lift up your city, Yucaipa and Yucca Valley. So Father, we bring these cities before you. We pray people's hearts will be open to repent of their sins and confess Jesus as Savior. We ask that every resident will be able to hear the gospel and the word of God in their native language. We petition the church to be revived and awakened to your greatness and supremacy. Lord, may you pour out your spirit in these cities, forgive our sins, heal the lands. Praying the citizens will be convicted by the Holy Spirit, repent and turn to you, Father God, with all their hearts. We pray denominational, theological, and ethnic walls would come down so that pastors would love each other, pray together, and serve each other. We pray, Jesus, you will heal, restore, and strengthen every marriage and family, that husbands will love their wives like Christ loves the church, and wives will respect their husbands. We pray hearts of parents will be turned toward their children to love and raise them in a God-honoring way, that children will respect and obey their parents, for leaders to make wise decisions and govern with integrity, justice, and mercy. We declare, Jesus, you are Lord of our city, Yucaipa and Yucca Valley. And as this is our last day in this focus of prayer, we also decree, Jesus, be Lord, you are Lord, and that you would revive and awake the people in San Bernardino County. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yucca Valley is almost 22,000 population, located west of 29 Palms, north of Palm Springs, 19% poverty. In the recent news, there were, during the Operation Consequences, they seized drugs, guns, and made quite a few arrests. And unhappily, a man set two people on fire. And when we say recent news, we're talking the last 3 months. Yucaipa has about 54,000, located 10 miles east of San Bernardino. It's distinct because it was the former longtime home of a large population of Serrano Indians, who were the natives that were here before the white man came or other people, and was also known for being the home base of what is now Stater Brothers. Markets in recent gang arrests were made along with guns and drugs, and there were 11 fraudulent scheme, including drug arrests. So Father, we thank you for this month where we got to pray for these different cities, for all the cities in our county, including our own every day, Monday through Thursday. And we thank you, Father, that you are going to do amazing work as your people continue to cry out and pray until something happens that is exactly what you want. And we pray for the lost to come to know you and people's lives transformed. May you be Lord of our prayer time. May you keep us wanting to pray. Pour out a spirit of intercession and repentance and prayer among your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.